I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Previously on Ambrosia Island.
I don't need you to take care of me, I just wish to take care of the island.
Hopefully some of us make it out of here alive then.
I wouldn't count on.
Maybe shoot Garrison in the head, no?
That's the best idea you've had yet, Yuri.
Daniel Herbert is left in front of your cottage on the floor.
Jesus.
Because what we are going into is something that I've wanted to do since this entire goddamn campaign started.
A chase!
We are doing a motherfucking car chase!
Yeah!
Buckle up, everybody!
It takes a shot, just slams into a nearby tree.
As Mina, like, drives and, like, the car kind of spins, Father John's aim bumps slightly.
Whips back the other direction. Oof! Bang! And who knows where that shot
collides. Collides straight into the back of the vehicle on the right. Whiplash City. Claws.
Claudia.
Is going to move one location.
Between 8 and 9?
8 to 7.
She's moving back.
Is heading towards.
She's going to ram us!
And now,
Stanley.
Stanley has noticed that Objob.
Claws is heading towards you.
No. Has Stanley noticed that Objob has been taking shots at him?
Yes.
Is it just in the fray?
I think it's safe to say you've noticed.
I think he's been looking at him dead on and just been bracing himself every shot. And he doesn't react. It's not a breath of relief or anything, but it's just his hair's getting a bit sweaty and like matted on his face in the middle of all of this. And he just swallows resolve with Goy, and then with Claudia driving straight at them. There are seven.
Yeah, she's one location away from us. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just take a shot, I guess.
At her.
That's gonna be a penalty die.
Yeah.
You could take a shot at her car. Actually, how far away is she?
No, you can take a shot at her.
One location.
She's
away.
One location away and it's headlong, so you're not having to shoot. There's no, like, you can see her. I'm going to say that's a base shot.
You're not shooting through the back.
How many, how many yards do you think that is, Sean?
That's going to be, it's like one to two cars away.
So.
Very close.
Very close.
10 yards?
Yeah.
Have an extra dice. For being
explain that.
For being within his decks for close range.
A fifth of the.
A fifth of his
decks. Yeah.
All right.
We're passing them out like candies.
Big brain.
Okay. Big
must
brain.
Get all die need.
Chris Bond, gamify the fun story thing.
Yeah, crunchy rule man.
Crunchy run numbers.
Someone needs to.
That's right. Go.
Okay. After Objob fouls that shot, he like breathes out and he gets a cigarette out. He lights it, takes a drag, pops it inside of his mouth. Sees Claudia coming, holds the rifle up to his eyes. Fuck. I thought that was a 10. No.
What'd you get?
37.
Ah, no, you missed.
Noi.
Father John, finish off the round.
Is going to fire at Garrison's car.
Okay.
I take no penalties and I have no pluses.
I will just let you know, just so you have all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Next round this car gets, It's running straight into
That's
you.
Fine. Ellen is going to act before her, so I'm hoping that she'll be able to maneuver out of the way or at least do something.
I was going to suggest a fighting maneuver to, like, do chicken with
sure,
her.
Sure, yeah. That would be a good thing.
All right,
yeah. I'm going to shoot at Garrison to hopefully disarm the car or again, lower its movement range.
Yes.
Go for it.
No, I fail. Father John, unwieldy with a rifle, is like, but I just want it smaller so I don't have to, so I can get it. Never mind.
Your big meaty paws around it.
And so we are at the top of a brand new round, and Garrison notices that his crony, his lackey, his underling has swiveled the car around and is now hurtling back towards those to which he started the fight on. Garrison is looking forward and will be moving forward. And it's just going to be one nice little jump, a little step to the right, which will be taking Garrison straight on to location 9.
He's nearly away.
What I'll be asking you to do is to just draw a line underneath with a couple of new locations.
He's getting away.
That should be 10 through 18. We won't be using all of them, but that's okay. And Garrison moves past the blockade and is almost disappearing down the street into the heart of the CBD, almost past the hospital, which not too long ago yesterday, Mina and Stanley / Werner Herzog / Pierre
won the Oscar.
Had made their round trip. And
Jörn, too soon.
Jörn, you have a tough choice to make because you have a claws hurtling towards you at almost a breakneck speed, starting to garner a bit of pace as they're already quite close to you.
She's coming right for us.
Thank you, Jörn.
Yes, Mina, come on.
Well, I'm going to rely on Mina's slick driving to get us out of the way.
Oh, that seems like you're handballing that problem to me.
I'm going to shoot at Garrison's car instead. Is Garrison far enough away to incur a penalty die?
I am going to say no.
Yes.
Because your sights are on him. Garrison's
great.
Fine. He's still, it's only 3 spots away, so you're good.
I'm just going to continue to try to fire into something structural in his car. Come on. 51 under.
Wait.
55.
You got a roll in?
I got one. By 4 individual percentages.
What is your damage? What is your damage die that you roll for this? Is it 2d6
plus 4? 2d6
plus
4.
And you've done this before and not even gotten 10.
Yeah, I hit once and I got 9.
Come on. You have to roll 6
come
ups.
On, you beauty.
Yes, the average roll on 2d6 is 7. So
correct.
You should be getting it most of the time.
Beautiful Scandi man.
You're wrong.
Oh, oh my God.
By a lot.
Now, Phil, are you sure you wouldn't...
A 3, so with the...
Are you sure you wouldn't like me... Like me to take some...
Wait, was it a 2d6, though?
He did.
Yes, it's a
he
2 and a 1.
Wait, oh, 2 that equaled 6.
That's
plus.
Right. Yes.
Maybe your dice
you
are a little tired.
Good job.
They could use with a good spa, maybe a little soap.
So,
miss, hit, but crap damage. Miss, hit, but crap damage.
Correct. So explain, can I assume that Jörn is having to deal with not only the car that is barreling towards them from as he looks from the side seat, but also beyond that is the car crash of 2 seats ahead. Beyond that is the car, and that's what you're trying to hit.
Yeah, so I thread the needle. I just go through all of the windows and then through the windows of Garrison's car as well.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
But threaten that needle too much.
it's too good a shot.
Yeah,
but you
needed
better.
To hit the car.
Yeah.
Jörn is actually getting better at this. He's getting closer and closer and closer. However, Oddjob's going to show you how it's done. So Oddjob is going to, almost reacting to this with a sense of indignation, and is going to drop the pistol, and in her lap is going to pull out the SMG. And it's
Oddjob's a guy.
Damn it, who am I thinking of? Claws.
You're thinking
Claws.
Of Claws.
Claws.
Oddjob. You know what? They're both...
They're both...
They're like Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Oh, yeah. The
every generation, they switch.
You know what? They answer to both he, him, and she, her.
They're bi-gender?
Yeah. There you go.
Hooray, representation!
Yay!
So Oddjob...
there you go, sweetheart.
The bullet goes through the back, goes through the forward. Oddjob eyes it, looks in the rearview mirror, drops the pistol on the floor by his feet, pulls up the SMG, spins around, tries to get a handle over the front rest, and is going to aim for here.
I just realized that there you go, sweetheart, without context, that my girlfriend is bi-gender. It feels really condescending to bi-gender people.
Yeah.
There you go, sweetheart.
There you go, sweetheart. No, that's a very pointed and direct sweetheart to my actual sweetheart, not to bi-gender people in general,
okay.
But to bi-gender people in general. Hi.
It's okay.
Thank you for listening.
This is not an easy roll to make.
Also,
penalty to aim at me?
Long distance? What are they using, SMG?
Well, you didn't aim it. You didn't have a penalty to aim at me. So
no, I was aiming at the car only.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, small target.
Small target.
Long distance.
Fuck you. By the way,
come on.
Just to note what I'm about to do, I'm about to roll again. My SMG score is 30. I rolled a 27.
Yes. So that's
so
yes.
Roll again.
I'm within my rights to call for the penalty die.
Can you hear
57,
the
you motherfucker.
Sing.
There you go.
Yay.
Could have hit the car if aiming at the car, but not.
But responds in kind and shoots through your window.
Oh!
And through the back of yours. So it goes
out.
Through the four of you and goes, yes, yes.
Bounder.
Yes.
Absolute bounder.
Jesus Christ.
Mina.
Rotter.
Mina.
Yeah.
This is crunch time for you.
Yeah.
You are mere seconds away from a vehicular collision, which I will let you know you do not want to happen.
No, I don't. Thank
Come on,
you.
Mina. Step on it.
Yeah.
Whiplash
well,
is the thing.
I would like to use that's my fighting skill, but what it really is some fancy schmancy driving maneuvers in order to pivot out of the way or, you know, somehow brace and move around the incoming car of the goon.
If I may.
Yes.
The most cinematic is they come rushing towards you, narrow their eyes, and you, like, you...
Yeah,
chicken.
Yeah,
you play chicken with them, and you're Mina. You're not gonna swerve.
I pluck chickens every day.
That's how I figured it would go.
Would that count as a fighting?
It can't be something that, like, the result can't be that makes them move out of the way, because that's be something that Mina does, not something that they do. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are you thinking of doing? Sorry.
Well,
Mina?
I was thinking of driving toward, like, as they're driving towards me, I'm going to veer to the side and try and put them in a spin, essentially, like. Driving Oof. to their oh hang on, I'm American. Driving to their left.
Just gonna clip the car or
and then steering right, like connecting my front of the car with their back and pushing them out the way.
Okay.
Into a spin.
So this is going to be a bit of a house rule because you are technically one location apart, but here's how we're going to do it.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah. It makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
So the way that we're going to house rule this is
we know cars.
You are going to make that drive auto roll, which is going to function as a fighting maneuver.
Yes.
Because you still use the same, like drive autos for all your, it's all your substitutes basically.
Mm-hmm.
If you succeed on this, you are going to move from 6 to 7. So that is you coming up to meet them, because that's how we're going to simulate. You're like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the last second, if you are successful, you're going to hit them. Be aware, obviously, this is a fighting maneuver. So if you are successful, you are going to hit them and they won't receive damage. There we go. Yeah, I'll show you what happens afterwards.
Okay.
Let's see if she makes it
first. And if you fail, well,
we'll see what happens.
You don't move out of the way.
Wonderful. So
on their next go.
I'm just rolling a drive that's
drive
to get
auto.
Me the one space forward, and then we figure out the...
And then I'll let you know the results
the
of what the...
No, this is your fighting maneuver roll.
This is the fighting
maneuver.
Right,
okay.
Because this is a fighting maneuver, you can't spend luck on it, right?
Basically, combat, as in chase scenes, there is no luck rolls for anything.
Yeah. And that's still my auto drive.
Correct.
Yeah.
55 out of 60.
Oh! Describe to me how you thread the needle ever so gently and by the skin of your teeth and the metal of your car.
Yeah, I think it is the thing that she is chickening. So she knows that if she tries to go wide, that, you know, we're on a city street. She hasn't got that much room to maneuver, and it's going to, you know, the sooner she reacts, the more time that gives this other goon time to react to her. So she wants to save it up until the last possible second. So just as, you know, she sees the whites of this goon's eyes, she just, like, you know, by a hair, steers it to the left, just missing, or like the mirror gets clipped off.
Oh.
And then she's going to try and steer it into the back of the car, spinning it off the road.
Great. So
it's a shame she wasn't a ballerina.
A car ballerina.
As one of my inspirations for this sort of podcast would say, a couple of things are going to happen.
Ooh.
David Blaine.
Jesus.
All right, so a couple of things are going to happen.
Paul Hollywood.
You're going to the Garden of Gethsemane. Some dude's going to come.
Why is he like
some
Italian now?
Yo, check it out.
Oi, yo, so there's this guy. He's gonna come up in here in the
garden. This fucking guy.
Don't you know the Italians invented Jesus?
Well, they did martyr
him. I'm down with Italian Jesus.
Hey, we did joke that if Jesus was Italian.
Oh,
Mina.
Yes.
Claws. staring at you. Daggers, locks eyes with the driver with the intention of letting you know telepathically that you're about to fucking die. And Claws does not care if she is caught in the blast or not. Pedal to the metal. Arms gripping the wheel, bores straight down towards you. Mina fears no man, no woman, no car. Responds in kind. Yearn, wide-eyed. Stanley, John, wide-fucking-eyed. Because Mina hasn't explained what she's going to do beyond head-on collision. I don't know. At the very last second,
Mina,
you veer to the left. You clip the car on the back of the car?
Their back.
The back of the car.
As you go past. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
The front side of my car is basically pushing their back.
And as their back of their car spins round, you travel forward. That car flips onto two wheels, flips onto one wheel, starts flipping, careens into a building on the side.
Flower shop.
Glass shatters. And the car explodes.
Yes!
In a fiery burst of flame, which is something that you've tried to avoid up until now, but flame is your friend today, as Claws is 100% dead.
Yay! Oh.
And
Dice go flying.
Claws is no more's.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Thanks, Ellen.
And I'm going to take. Took three build damage from that, which is all I had left.
Yes.
Oh, the maneuver that you were doing is called a pit maneuver.
Oh, thank you.
In driving. It was only until after you were describing that I was like, I know what that's called.
Yeah, it's when you take out the back of the car.
That's right.
And spin it out.
The idea is to come to a stop, not to make them crash. Yeah. But,
shout out to my dad in his drag race days. That sounds like he was a drag queen. Shout out to my dad in his drag race days.
Also, for what it's worth, that particular moot clause would have taken 4 HP damage, which would have made it unconscious because Mook's go unconscious at half health. So maybe they had a much quicker death because they died before they got exploded.
Oh, that's nice.
So because Claws is dead, it's no longer Claws' turn. So Stanley, there is 3 locations distance between you. You can see in the distance Garrison is beginning to make some headway as he bores through to the city.
So is he on 10 then?
No, he is on 9. You are on 7. So sorry. Sorry, you're right. Okay. I haven't moved you guys. Stop not letting me cheat.
I'm sorry, man. I respect you too much to let you cheat.
Nicely done.
Stanley, cigarette fallen out of his mouth as this whole manoeuvre's happened. But like burning his crotch a bit. recovering it. That's it, Philly. Right, step on it. And he takes aim.
Takes aim, ready to go. Father John.
Is the filly me?
Wait, do you mean...
Yes, that's correct, yes.
We're coming for you, you sick bastard.
Take aim.
Garrison is... Oh, he can't... Damn it! This is the problem with not having enough people to help me.
It's
all right.
More goons.
Well, you know what? Can I get you all to... No, not yet, actually. He's going to move one location down to 10.
I wish
goddamn Objob was going before Garrison. Doesn't help me. All right, Yearn.
Hold her steady.
I'm going to continue to shoot at the car. I think we can blow up the car.
Nice.
I think we can.
I think we can.
I know we can.
I'm not aiming. I'm just firing.
Is that 57,
it's
I see?
57.
Jesus.
Over 55.
You know what I said? Maybe.
Over. God damn. Don't you wish you could use luck?
Oh.
Give your dice a nice little rub. Give him a little kiss.
Sort it out, you fuckers!
The Gordon Ramsay approach.
Give him a test roll. See if that worked.
It's fucking raw!
Give him a roll. See if it worked.
It's a 9. It was a 9.
Okay. All right. Well,
9 out of 100.
So yelling at dice seems to work.
Phil's next roll was a 9.
Save him more.
So yelling at dice works?
Yeah.
Get it together, you piece of shit!
So, off job.
Hey, I rolled an 8.
Off job. See something that you can't ahead at the moment.
Shit.
Because it's just heading round over the top of a slowly inclining hill.
Master, I shall talk slowly this time. Look out! Be aware!
Beer? Where?
Bees?
Yes? Oh god, I hate it when you start laughing at that end of the table. I can't see.
It's the back of the bus, it's the cool kids.
It's very funny, Sean. I'm not even peeking. It's just like right in my eye line.
Well, that's great. So the way I'm going to... the way that is going to pan out is on Garrison's next turn, which already sucks. Because Garrison already has to make things at a disadvantage with a penalty die because you've fucked up his car down to two, It is going to shock him so much that he's going to take two penalty dice on his next turn.
Oh, I can imagine Objob like literally like shaking him. Be aware!
And it's going to make him swerve.
The wheel moves.
Sounds like it was loud enough for Pierre to roll a listen on this.
Actually,
I like the idea that Garrison actually doesn't like being called master. He finds his cult needs to have like a less hierarchy. So
it's a family.
Yeah, yeah. Call me father, not master.
God.
Call me daddy.
Can someone pass me a D4?
I can pass you a D4. I have that power.
He doesn't so much shake him as lashes out and essentially punches him in the face.
Oh my god!
Garrison takes damage.
Garrison's right. Oh, you really just can't get good hired help.
You cannot find good cultists nowadays.
I do like the cultists in this are like semi-inept. There's just a lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, think of the kind of people that you attract to cults.
True, actually, yeah.
Go-getters.
Yeah. Yeah.
People with strong wills. Wait, no.
Pioneers.
Optimists at best.
Yeah.
All right, Mina, what you got?
Objob's role was to punch his
leader
in the face.
Pull up next to them.
Yeah, I really want to pedal to the metal to get to the side of Garrison.
So remember that you are about to navigate these two cars that are the pile up that's here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So you can navigate it without issue if you just go one, but if you start meddling, you have
that's
to roll to beat it.
Yeah, that's where the penalty dice are going to come into play.
Yeah.
So well, it's possible.
I mean, you're still within range.
Yep.
Look, I'm just gonna move one. I'm gonna take it slow.
Go for it. Do that drive auto roll.
Yep, 35. We good. Out of 60.
Just for my curiosity, can you roll as if you would have had to have done a penalty? I just want to see if you would have like failed or not.
Roll the tens again.
Just roll another 10. Just for my benefit.
Yep.
Yep.
You would have failed.
Yep.
Okay. Good job.
By a lot.
All right. You jump on to 8 with your completely pristine car that is yet to be damaged.
And I've navigated through that.
Yes. You learn from everyone's mistakes. There are the flames in the background. People are fucking screaming because a car just exploded in front of the exact same spot where two cars just had a big head-on collision and another car had a head-on collision, and you definitely weave through as you continue on.
In the 30s, they didn't have indicators, so you'd have to stick your arm out and then as you go around.
Just shoot, get it shot off.
I forgot. Speaking of which, Stanley. You were aiming for this entire time.
I was aiming. So I'm going to go for the car because it's near broke.
And also because you are three locations away, I can let you know now that what the cultist was making a point to was that there's a bridge coming up that's on a bit of an incline. And it has, basically there's a bit of a jump.
This is a humpback.
Yeah.
We're going to Blues Brothers this, boys.
Air. Yeah.
Some air, yeah, cool.
Let's get some sick air.
It's like, it's like a tiny like little bridge that it seems like the middle has been burnt away. Like there's damage from it.
Oh,
so
no.
Literally.
The bridge is out.
It's like a moat. There's water underneath.
Well, I did aim. Yeah.
He's just
giving you supplemental information.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because
that's
what you now see now that Mina's moved in front. Because you can always see three locations ahead.
We've got a round until we get there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Hold it steady, Mina. I just decided that.
Everyone keeps telling me to do that as if I haven't been driving this whole time.
Serious, you've really got to hold it steady. This time, actually steady.
It's been steady for several rounds.
Yeah. You're doing an amazing job.
You're doing amazing,
pull the player,
sweetie.
I can tell you. Okay, and he's going to just go for the car. I think I've got him. Yeah, is that a one?
Oh, that's a natural one.
That's a one.
Oh! Okay, now read me out a few things. What I'm going to need you to do,
boy.
Tell me your damage. What is your damage actually there?
2d6 plus 4.
So the way that that'll work, because that's just a single shot that's just one bullet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Great, so that's on full damage. plus 16. Full damage bonus.
So 20.
Full damage bonus.
So full damage. So both dice. Both dice maxed out plus the damage bonus and then plus the damage bonus again.
Yeah, so what you do is from my memory, and I'll double check it.
I think I've earned a chocolate bun.
Yes. Yes, you have, mate.
You have. Look at this fudgeabella.
That aim was darn fine work.
Damn fine. Is the pipe always...
What would it have been without the bonus, though?
41.
A miss.
If the attacker achieves an extreme level of success with a penetrating weapon, such as a blade or a bullet, then an impale has been inflicted. This means that the weapon or the bullet chance to strike a vital area, which we'll get into. Apply the increased damage as for an extreme success with a blunt weapon, because for a blunt weapon it is maximum damage, which is plus maximum damage bonus. So what you're going to do is you are going to maximum damage plus maximum damage bonus and add a damage roll for the weapon.
So 16 plus 2d6. It's minimum 18 damage.
Yeah.
Are you still with us, Paul?
16 plus 2d6.
You blacked out from joy.
It should destroy the car.
Should.
It should destroy the car, yeah.
Okay. Roll fours and over and you destroy that car.
Got an 8. So that's what... Is that 24?
Yes. Stanley, here's a scenario I'm setting out for you. You have a car that you can see is heading straight towards a bridge, a perilous bridge that is a bit of a jump to get over, and they're trying to accelerate. But you can see that the car in front of you is starting to wobble slightly for some weird reason. It looks like the cultist in front is attacking Garrison. You can't entirely tell. But you see this happen. This is going to take the build of the car down to zero. Doesn't mean it explodes, but it is going to incapacitate it completely before it hits the bridge.
Straight through the engine block, maybe.
And I can let you know that had they escaped past the bridge, they would have escaped. So, pray tell me, Sir Stanley. So,
he gives his hold steady Mina and then aims down the sight. He sees the car shake. We see Stanley sort of pull his head away from the sight and sort of frown and shrugs, shakes it off, back to the sight. It looks like he's going to shoot, but then he takes a breath.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Centers himself. And then boom. And we see the bullet just fly towards the car. It's Zack Snyder's slow motion. It's very effective. It's really good, you know. And I reckon it hits the engine. I think that's probably the best route it could take. Yeah. Thuds in. I'm out of bullets. We hear the ting from the Garand. And just from a distance, from Stanley's point of view, we see the car just go. It looks like it's going to go wildly out of control. And then it just stops.
So the car, it's starting to go wildly out of control. And it's heading towards a bridge. And it almost seems like, because it's got so much acceleration, it might make that jump. But then it veers slightly to the left. And you know on the side of those kind of like brick bridges, how you've got the pillar on the left and right side?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kareem's head first, straight into that pole, and when a car meets an immovable object, car loses.
Yeah.
Crunched, and there's silence.
There ain't no airbags back
you
in
are
those days.
Out of the chase scene now.
See, Mina, you got this.
Hey, that's what happens when you take it steady.
Oh, all right.
Are we still in initiative?
No.
Okay.
I think we should make sure that these...
Yeah, we were still...
These fucks really are dead. Because we know that Garrison keeps coming back every left, right and centre. So
I'm not lowering my weapon.
No. I'm going to get us to the car, and then I think we should do some surveillance.
Father John will swap out the rifle for the shotgun.
So you roll forward.
Yep. I want to get to that car, and then I want to...
You come to a brief stop just before the bridge.
Yep.
Is anyone around? Is anyone congregating, coming towards the scene or anything?
What you'll find around this part of this... Can you give me a bot here? No, you know, in fact, I'm not even going to give you this. In this area of the city, it's starting to look like it's been attacked. Remember how I said the bridge had been seemingly burnt through?
Yeah.
When you look
forward... And there was arson last night, right?
When you look forward ahead, parts of the city are burning.
Jesus.
Buildings have been basically obliterated. You can hear the sounds of gunfire and fighting and screams, both of pain and of fury. That's what you see in the distance. Other than that, it doesn't seem like there are people around.
But yeah, anyone who's just a civilian would have fled this part of town. I guess this is going on.
All right. As we slowly approach, we keep an eye out for them exiting the vehicle.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Spot hidden for that. We're keeping an eye out.
If you like, I can
we're
say,
keeping overwatch, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Anyone who steps out gets lit up.
Yeah,
That's almost a readied action.
Yeah,
they will react. Who's the first to get up to the car?
Probably me.
Oh, are we jumping out of... I thought we were rolling up to the car.
No, we're driving closer to it, but yeah. I also want to get out and make sure that, you know, I can have a look. Anyone's still moving inside?
Yeah. All right, so we will exit the vehicle altogether and move up as a squad of four, I'd say.
As we,
I was just going to say, we're probably going to leave the engine running and move up as a group, get out and move up as a group of four, kind of like in the, you know, the hero scene. Like a straight line of four of us.
That's it.
Looking two to the side, two in front.
Yeah. You can see the smoke billowing from behind you where where Claw's car had burst into flames. It's a lovely moment scored by some heroic music.
Heroic douchebag.
John the Wise. No. And so as you head up to the car and you go up to the driver's side and you peer in, and the first thing that becomes wholly apparent is that the passenger, his side of the car got more of the brunt of the front, and basically his face went into the pillar. That side is crunched. He is wholly dead.
But there's enough of the body that it's like, yeah, he's there and dead.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
He is absolutely dead.
Fantastic.
And I am going to get you all to roll a sanity check.
Oh, witnessing this horrible
car crash. Car crash. Close and personal.
Yep, that's fair.
Come on, he tried to kill me. This is great.
No, I fell.
You fail?
This sucks.
And we have to roll...
Oh, are you kidding? Can I turn luck on this?
No, you can't take luck
on sanity.
No, sanity. Unless... I mean, how much... What,
do you... I failed by 2. 48 over 46. Oh, well. Happens.
What do you have to roll under? Your current sanity.
Your current sanity.
Oh, shit. I rolled 80, which is under 84 of my current sanity.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
great. So as you become...
That's good.
Yeah,
he was just burying the lead.
Yeah.
And how'd you go, Stanley?
No, it was a fail. Even though I should be glad that he tried, because he tried to kill me twice.
Mm. Once again, it's the horrors of war and violence that you're not quite ready for. Something that...
You know what, it all adds up.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah, every
I think you're
a
little
cup.
Bit sensitive after the stuff you've gone through over the past 12 hours.
Never ends.
So all of you are going to make a D3. It's you're starting to get desensitized to it, but...
And it's only physical gore. It's not eldritch horror.
No.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Duh.
The full 3.
I just took a 1. A big god on me, oh Jesus.
Does 3 go down to 2?
It becomes 2, yeah. Cool.
Can I cinematically, like, Mina peers in and just, like a little spurt of blood, like, still, and like, gets on her. And that's
spray.
The thing that she's just like, oh, fuck, no, I'm fucking done. I'm done.
As the squirt of blood goes past the passenger seat, past Garrison, who is there looking the worst for wear. His head is smushed against the car seat, blood pouring down his face. Breathing.
You have been listening to Ambrosia Island, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com roll.com/rolltocast. Pulp Cthulhu and all associated properties are trademark of Chaosium Inc. Used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.